welcome, everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. Let me start out here. This is day 22. Let me start out by saying that this is a difficult one for me to do. The title is A Memory I Wish I Was Never a Part of. I had a lot of great memories at East Carolina while I played football there, but there is one I wish I had never been a part of. It was a beautiful fall day, as I remember. We had been struggling that year under a new coach and a new system, but on that day, we came out on top. That afternoon and evening couldn't have been better. I was a sophomore and had some playing time on special teams and occasionally subbing in as guard. But later that night, none of it meant anything when we got the news. The report was, in their last home game of the season, played on November 14, 1970, the Pirates of East Carolina University, then a dismal 1-7 record, faced the thundering herd of Marshall University, with a record of 3-5. The Pirates won the game 17-14 with a final 24-yard field goal from Tony Guzzo. But then came the shattering news. The chartered Southern Airway DC-9 jet carrying Marshall's 37 players, 8 coaches, 25 boosters, and 5 personnel of the flight crew had crashed on its approach to the airport in Huntington, West Virginia. All 75 on board were killed. The Federal Aviation Agency, FAA, declared it the deadliest air accident in American athletic history. Everyone was numb. How could it be? We just played these guys a few hours ago. I had flown into Huntington, West Virginia, that airport where Marshall is, just 10 months earlier in 1970 on my way home from Christmas break from Northern Kentucky where my parents lived at the time. It was a nightmare airport with winds and turbulence so bad that we were blown all over the place. The airport was on the top of a mountain with many mountains around it. And the winds were so bad that day that we had to wait for a bigger airplane to come in to just fly us out. On that infamous night of November 14th, there was bad weather as they approached the landing field, which was hard enough when conditions are ideal. The report says that they were too low and flew into the side of the mountain and everyone was lost. In October of that same year, the Wichita State football team and passengers had crashed, killing everyone. So this was eerie and devastating news. Many years later, I found out that a close friend of mine had lost his parents in that Wichita State crash, which brought back the pain and the memory of Marshall once again. That night in November, our football team gathered on the campus in the auditorium to be together after we got the news about Marshall. I think we were all so numb we didn't know what to say or do. The bruises from that game were still fresh, but the players that had delivered them were gone. Later, they made a movie called We Are Marshall. Actually a great movie, a football movie about how Marshall recovered, a sports movie with great actors. But for years, I could not watch it. The pain was still too fresh. Some years ago, 40 plus years after that event, at the encouragement of my wife, I watched while she sat with me. Tears flowed, memories flooded my mind, but we got through it. At the end of the movie, they showed some original film clips of the game. I saw my number flash across the screen. I had been there and still had that memory, which I wish I was never a part of.